Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. We are going to be focusing more on the resource sector, more specifically precious metals. First and foremost though, Dave, gold, well really everything, had a nice start to the week starting yesterday. And today, a bit of a slow day. We're actually seeing a bit of a sell come into the precious metals market as gold on the futures is down about $10. Silver has been down about 20, even probably a bit more now. A bit, 50 cents now on the spot market. So that's a bit over 2%. Really, though, you take a look at weekly charts, and I have a weekly chart of gold, I have a weekly chart of GDX. These markets have been in a bit of a downtrend for about 2 months now. Yeah, it's not a devastating downtrend, and when you take it into the big picture of where they started the year, even where they started 2019, it's still an attractive-looking market. But, Dave, what do you think it's going to take to stop this general grind lower in gold, silver, even GDX?
Yeah, Corey, it looks like it's going to take a decision for where it's going to go here. I mean, you brought up the weekly chart action. Gold and silver both have held their 18-week moving averages. They're sitting on top of them right now. And the gold price is bumping up against that really key 1920 level, which was the former all-time high back in 2011. So, and then we had Powell come out today and basically beg for more stimulus from Congress. He didn't mention that the Fed doing any more programs. They didn't mention anything about yield curve control. You know, bond yields have risen for the highest in four months here. So that's keeping pressure on gold too. So what's it going to take? It's going to take probably some stimulus. A stimulus package to get gold out of this malaise, because I don't see the Senate not passing one before the election, because basically the Republican-led Senate knows that they need to pass a stimulus package here, or there's a chance that the stock market sells off into the election, and which would decrease the chances of Trump being reelected. So based on history, if the stock market is going down into the election, the incumbent is not reelected. So there's a lot of politics going on. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with this election. You know, is it going to be won by a wide margin? Is it going to be have to be decided in the courts because of all these mail-in ballots? There's lots of uncertainty, which is a term Powell used again a lot in his speech. So more and more uncertainty while the gold stocks and the gold price continue to consolidate here in this very healthy correction. If you take a look at the GDXJ, I mean, my goodness, it went up from 1950 to 6550 in less than 5 months. That move needs to be consolidated, and that's exactly what's happening. And we talked about last week about these financings, all this free paper coming into the market because of these financings that are going to become free trading here as the four-month holding period comes off. You know, we're starting to see some drill results, but not that many. We need to get some more drill results to get some more excitement into the exploration area of the market.
Yeah, not much more to say in terms of the overall market because of the fact that a lot of our hands are handcuffed right now because of how messy this election is going to be. And, you know, we only have about another month. Hopefully it's only another month, but we've all heard the rumors of how it could be spread a little bit longer than that. In terms of news releases and news that can drive stocks, we are all waiting for drill results to be released, but let's use a company that I know we've talked about in the past because they just released news today. That's Scotty Resources, traded SCOT on the Venture Exchange. They released news today. Headline numbers, 109 grams per ton gold and a small silver kicker, 32 grams per ton silver. over about 2.5 meters. This is at this ozone target. These are some pretty good headline numbers here. In total, the company released, I believe it was 4 drill results, at least in table 1 in the press release. Some decent numbers from at least 3 of those 4 holes. But interestingly, the stock was bought early on today and has since drifted right around neutral on the day on the back of these pretty solid results. Dave, what do you think? Is this because Scotty Resources ran up so much that this is just almost pricing that in? Is there something more investors need to note here? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's, well, first of all, I'm hosting a webinar for Scotty on October 13th, and I am a shareholder. But yeah, I think it's a combination of all that. You know, the move was pretty large in the stock, like a lot of these juniors. And if you take a look at the daily chart, it looks like it's building a base here. And these results were highly anticipated because they've been delayed for so long. You know, a lot of these results are delayed because the labs are so backed up. And these are just initial results too. So like you said, these are good results, especially for the first round of a drill program. You know, they're going to be issuing more results now steadily into the year. So yeah, I mean, it's unless it's something that's going to really knock your socks off in a market like this now that's consolidating, it's, you're not going to have much of a move in the share price.
So then what do you think will potentially drive this stock if they have another round of drill results that show this sort of mineralization over this long of widths? Is that enough to drive the stock even higher? What do you think?
That's a great question. I would think so. When you see more steady, when you see steady results of the same caliber, yes. And they've got plenty of cash. They've got nearly $5 million of cash. I think they had some warrant money come in. That's how I got my shares recently. I exercised some warrants. I think they're fully funded for their next year's program, but I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they raise some flow through by the end of the year. I haven't talked with Brad Rourke recently, but I will be speaking with him. Maybe they'll raise some flow through shares. These drill results are good, and another round of drill results that are as good or better, I think, would move the stock.
Okay. But again, especially with Golden Triangle companies, they have the issue of when all these drill results are out, they're not going to be continuing to drill, right? They have to go
exactly
into that quiet period, and then those stocks can drift. That's what makes Golden Triangle companies a bit of a tricky investment because of the slow, really quiet period that they need to go through. So what is your strategy when looking at Scotty Resources here with initial good results, a lot of results still in the labs waiting to get back, but understanding that once those are out, then they're done for months?
Right. Yes, exactly. It's also dependent on the market. You know, if the gold price, you know, bottoms here soon and starts to go back up again, I think that would help. But I don't see any reason for me to sell any of the shares yet. I mean, sure, I'd like to get my original investment back out at some point. But I think the stock is building a base here to go higher. And these results are good, as we said. And if they continue to be good, then I expect the stock to drift higher. But you know, who knows? And these things are all, you know, these things are very high risk. But one thing Scotty does have in its advantages, there's a lot of infrastructure there. This isn't your typical Golden Triangle play where there's no infrastructure. So that they do have that going for them.
That is key. And, you know, we'll wrap it up on that because there's not much more to say about those initial drill results. But, well, headline numbers, those are pretty nice drill results. We don't know when the rest of those will flow out. But I think the most important thing right now to pay attention to in terms of juniors is what we talked about last week. Go back 4, 5 months, even 3 months and see when the company raised money, because that 4-month hold, when those shares are released, it's not out of the question to expect a drift in the share price. And that can actually offer a short-term buying opportunity, but you need to understand when that hold period is coming off. Dave, thanks for your time today. We'll chat again next week, hopefully following up on some more news. But really, that's out of our hands. That's out of the company's hands as well.
Thank you, Corey. Talk to you next week.